Hey, everybody. We're back at the Sports Medicine Broadcast at the Sports Medicine Update. And I am Jeremy Jackson. No, I'm not Jeremy Jackson. I'm Dr. Josh Allen with Jeremy Jackson, Sean Reedy.
It's y'all.
What did I say?
It's what's up, y'all.
It's a California tweet. Hey, bro.
We're in Texas.
Hey, bro. Man. Hey, bro. And we are here with our guest, Kim Gandler. All right, so Kim, you are a biomechanist. So let's go back to the beginning and talk about your education and training. Then I want to talk about what you do with and for Memorial Hermann, and then I want to talk about your lecture. So let's go back to the beginning. Your degrees are from where and in what?
Biomechanical engineer.
You're a BME, huh?
Yep.
Okay. And then that's what you got your master's degree?
Yeah, I did my master's degree
at Arizona State?
It was a partnership between the Arizona State and Sun Health Institute, mm-hmm. the Core Institute.
That's great. And so how did you get your master's in biomechanics? What did you get your bachelor's degree in?
Biomechanical engineering.
It was like a 5-year degree?
Yes, technically.
Yeah, like a 3+2. Yeah, of course you did. And what's your next step? Are you going on for more education?
Right now, just clinical. I've been learning a ton. I've been working with the last 10 at the Institute. So I feel like I've learned a lot from then, and my clinical practice to grow all the time based on things I learned. Seeing athletes and seeing, you know, what the issues are, the newest fad in shoes, what kind of spin ball it creates, and all those kinds of things.
Here we go. So. Here comes, oh man, remember physics?
I do.
Love physics.
Remember, biomechanics. I had two biomechanics professors. One was a guy named Bill Whiting, and another guy was John Garhammer. And they would just blow my mind with stuff like this. And I was like, oh, I don't understand.
My first one told me, he said, if you're not going to go into biomechanics, do that kind of stuff, he goes, you probably won't utilize a lot of teaching. And I was like, all right, thanks.
Perfect.
Great. So what do I need to know to pass your class?
Yeah, how do I get to it? So now let's talk about what you do with Memorial Hermann.
So I'm now the human performance coordinator, so I run all their testing, human performance services, all of our teams at different locations. But primarily my clinical role is I do pretty much all the gait analysis, all the exercise fitting. I've been working with triathletes primarily.
Very good.
In the realm of endurance athlete, how do you go the distance?
Yeah, very good.
What kind of wear and tear does it?
And so now let's talk about what do you want the athletic trainer to know, the strength coach to know, the physical therapist. And then I'm going to ask you a follow-up question. What do you want the average person to know? So let's talk about those healthcare professionals. What do you want them to know?
So I like to, when I do these talks and stuff, I like the already trained professionals, you know, they know the body, they know a lot of that, to be able to look at an athlete or a merit and understand what matters. So it's more than just looking at having someone hand you their shoes and say, look at the wear on the bottom of my shoe. It's more about seeing the bigger picture, about what their symptoms are, how they look when they're running, and what's happening, and creating, it's really an analytical thing, which is why I love biomechanics, because every athlete's a different puzzle that you're trying to piece together what's going on, why they're having, everything plays into it, their form, their shoes, their strength, their mileage, their volume, their, you know, cross training, all of it is part of the puzzle that together.
At the University of Houston, we have an athlete performance lab, right? And we've got all these incredibly educated people that have gone on to do fellowships and everything that you're talking about. And so it's one of those things of, I always believe that before you can start with anybody, you got to get all these baseline assessments, right? And we're talking about, even at NASA, when we work with some of the astronauts, it's about getting some biodex, getting some goniometric information. Let's get some VO2 max information. Let me do just a straight bod pod. Let me see where you're at, right? Let me get some blood work out of you. Right. So let me get all this baseline information and let's talk about what your short term and long term goals are. And now how do we start to modify this? So let's go back and talk about, because I don't think, you know, unless you're associated with Memorial Hermann, unless you grew up in this model, you know, a whole lot of athletic trainers are utilizing the knowledge, skills and behaviors of a biomed. I grew up in that model at Cal State in Long Beach. So it was not uncommon for us to say, we're having an ACL issue. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the biomechanist. Let's do some gait training. Let's do some, what do you call the, you know, they put the little dots on
motion
you.
Analysis.
Yeah, motion analysis. Yeah. And they're fancy computers and they're designing programs. And I'm like, that's cool. Tell me what I get to do next. So talk about how your services can enhance the practitioner.
So again, it's that full approach. So I'll kind of speak to what we do really well, which is our integration between PT and biomechanics, mm-hmm. is that we get that clinical interaction. So the PT gets their hands on them, looks at range of motion, knows what their symptoms are, you know, determines where they're at in terms of maybe return to running. And then we bring in the component of looking at their form, mm-hmm. their shoes. And I think what makes us great, or what we do really, really well, is we put those pieces together. Mm-hmm. And so instead of saying, my knee hurts, okay, let's just treat your knee, we're like, why does your knee hurt? Mm-hmm. And so let's start to get you back to running. And then, you know, it is a discussion. What are your ultimate goals in terms of mileage? Because that matters. And then are you going to get enough out of PT, or do we hand you our strength conditioning coach mm-hmm. afterwards mm-hmm. and take you to the next level?
So how does the athletic trainer that's in the high school setting yeah. or that's in the collegiate setting that might not have a biomechanist mm-hmm. there with them, how do they, I feel like myself, I'm somewhat good at movement analysis. Mm-hmm. But then when I really break someone down, or when I see someone like yourself that can break down every movement by joint, by everything, I'm like, I understand how far behind I am. How can the regular athletic trainer become better? See better things.
Yeah, yeah. It's obviously education, kind of knowing about what shoes are out there, what's available, what kind of, again, what these diagnoses are, and then what kind of form things and stuff relate to them, which is what my talk was about today, is really kind of helping them say, okay, if my athlete has hip or knee or ankle pain, what are the things I need to tease out? We all have iPhones now, slow-mo. There's a bunch of apps, too, that you can do, like analysis. And so the key things that we want to, like, have them focus in on is, how's the foot hitting the ground? Where is it in relation to your center of mass? What's their foot control look like? Can they control a single leg squat? If they can't control a single leg squat over and over again, which is essentially what that is. So kind of looking at those kind of little key factors that they can pretty easily tease out. Now they may not know exactly how to coach it, but at least having the, like, that doesn't look right.
Now you know what the problem is, and now exactly. you know you can start to strategize about how you're going to fix the issue. Exactly.
That's something that I know Jeremy and I have talked about on some of the other podcasts, too, is the iPhone or the whatever phone that you have mm-hmm. that you yep. can slow down things. Mm-hmm. I loved going on the Alter G, and, you know, you've got that yep. nice big window that you can yep. watch their feet. You stick your phone right up against mm-hmm. there. You can put it on slow-mo. You can upload it into some apps, and it goes super yep. slow. So it's
what are some really good apps tool. That you guys like to use in this realm? I've heard of Coach's Eye. I've heard of what are some other?
Yeah, Huddle's the one that a bunch of our dudes. I usually have access to Dartfish camera system.
Dartfish
a little spoiled.
Is nice. Yeah, I've got Coach's
much,
Eye.
But, there's a bunch out there. But a lot of times, if I'm going to do it, I usually just use on slow mo.
That's great.
PTs will.
Like, what
patients.
Do you think? What do you think about this?
Yeah, what do you
this?
Think? What do you? Mm-hmm. What shoe is what they're in?
And so now, what do you want the average person to know? So right, we're talking about right now the health practitioner. We're talking about the athletic trainer. We're talking about the physical therapist. We're talking about the strength coach. What do you want the average Joe to know? Right. So let's even talk about shoes. What do you want them to look for? What, you know, what do you want them to know when they're, you know, walking and running?
So honestly, I want them to know about their body. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the biggest thing, is that everyone, we get these new, on whatever new model of shoe or brand of shoe comes out, and I have to have that. And a lot of these athletes have no idea what their body, what's unique to their body. And so mm-hmm. if they can get an understanding of that, which honestly, if you can come see yourself on video, you will have it, that understanding take. But, and having an idea of their strength, so this seems cliche, but almost all endurance athletes are not doing enough strength. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, test yourself, stand on one leg, try to do a single leg squat. Can you control it? A lot of them can't. So kind of knowing that there's reasons why we're trying to tell you to do strength. There's reasons why we're everyone that they shouldn't go buy the exact same shoe, because mm-hmm. we all have different bony characteristics. We have different strength characteristics, and they all play into that. So like really taking a step back and getting a own body and mm-hmm. what's appropriate for you, so that you have that. That's like your best tool in yourself, being a more.
Outstanding.
I think that's awesome, especially going with shoes, because you're right, so many people don't, and they mm-hmm. don't understand their foot posture, and they don't have placement in their.
Yeah, I think it always starts with your contact with the ground, and mm-hmm. you start to work up, yep. right? And yep. that ground reaction force, and look, she's so proud of me now. I remember these things from biomechanics,
job.
Right? Right.
A lot better than
and a lot of things.
Well, that's
just it. So anyway, you have any more questions for Kim?
I
a lot, but we could probably go too long.
Well, you guys keep going.
No, I mean, my next question for that was just how do you help the athletic trainer that does see foot problem or those other issues work to it when they don't have it?
Yeah, so I try to, again, at these talks and stuff, I try to kind of share tools. So one of my favorite tools in terms of understanding shoes and stuff is Warehouse. So they have like a great, huge database of shoes. They will tell you what the classification of every shoe is. So you can look at what your athlete's in. You have an idea of whether they're meeting. You're looking at, and then you can kind of help guide them. They're also, I'm like giving an advert for them. And I get nothing from them, but
it's okay.
I think they're a great website. I've even had athletes where like, it was like a trail runner, and I'm not as familiar with trail shoes. They're not my forte because I just don't get as many runners. So I emailed them and said, I have this athlete. This is what I need. What would you guys, you know, what shoe fits into this category? So there's some good tools out there in terms of that. You can always Google any shoe and at least get an idea of whether it's a neutral or a stability. And if you have that general knowledge, that at least kind of helps direct you. And then, you know, there's a whole nother level of complicated minimalist shoe movement. Mm-hmm. So you got to educate yourself on that too. You know, the whole heel drop and all that. But a lot of athletic trainers, they're also dealing with athletes that are on turf wearing spikes all the time. And in that case, you need to have, you know, think more about kind of what are your options, inserts if they have to, and there's some good athletic inserts.
I think that, especially in today's athlete, bigger, faster, stronger, right? These kids are growing so rapidly that when we look at foot, pronation, right? They've grown so rapidly. They put on so much weight that's causing more pressure on the knee. You've got more of a navicular drop, causing more of the, you know, pronation, causing more medial tibial stress syndrome, right? All of these things are happening because we're expecting from a performance standpoint that they're bigger, faster, stronger. We have to be. So when do we go for an insert? When do we not go for it? Is this natural? Why is it all those different things? It's so important that we have this human performance team. Right, the exercise physiologists and biomechanists, and I'd even say sports dietitian, mm-hmm. and I'd even throw a sports psychologist. Right, definitely. You have to have, if you're practicing, you have to have those people on your side. You just cannot solve these problems without
them. Yeah.
And working with them, yeah. Understanding what they're doing so that you can refer to them, mm-hmm. using them as that professional team.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like I said, yeah, and I mean, we have, I think strength and conditioning is a big part too, so I'm constantly referring these or strength and conditioning coaches. Mm-hmm. One of the things actually maybe that is a lot of what I see a ton now too is just that lack of, mm-hmm. like not having it, like you said, they're rest and they're just getting, and even good athletes, but that rapid pronation. It's not even that it overpronates, it's just mm-hmm. that rate of loading is so quick that I'm seeing a lot of stress react from that.
And yeah, at 16 years old, I'm watching my son, you know, go through his development. I use him as a case study all the time. Mm-hmm. So at 16 years old, he's a pretty athletic kid, and I've never asked him to focus on sport. I've always just told him, maintain your just overall general athleticism. But still, I'm starting to see as he's getting more and more focused on football and the weightlifting, you know, you're starting to see all this different development that's happening. Glutes are getting from all the squats, and you know, his chest is starting to, and all these, you can start to see his biomechanics alter because of it. Mm-hmm. The way he walks, he's now walking with forward and wide mass on the inner part of his body. So, you know, it's important for parents that are not educated to make sure that they're educated, refer out to the biomass and all those.
And it's fun to say that, not being in a college and being in a clinic, actually 16-year-old kids, you see that development. Mm-hmm. It's crazy that, hey, you're 13 years old and I see foot is just how developed since. Yeah. But being able to grab a hold of that as young adolescent and help to change that. See what then I would have been dealing with when 17 or 18 coming to college. Look at how much. So that's that education by educating yourself.
So Kim, if somebody wanted to get in touch with you, how would they do it?
They can go through the website or our human performance scheduling.
What's the website?
Ironman.memorman.org, and go to the human at the top, and you can send us a website inquiry. We'll go straight to us and help you book through that way.
Do you have a Memorial Hermann email?
I do. It's Kimberly.Gandler, GANDLER, @memorialhermann.org.
Great.
Contact me directly.
Great. For the Sports Medicine Broadcast, I am Dr. Josh Yellen, Sean Reedy, Jeremy Jackson, Kim Gandler. Thank you very much. And that's a wrap.